Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm speaking with Lillian Grace Jackson about Project Color. Ms. Jackson, welcome to The Local Take.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
I'm glad that you are here. And you're here to share some information with our listeners about your Project Color, which begins this afternoon at 3 p.m., and will take place every Saturday through February 8th. Can you share with our listeners how and why Project Color came into being?
Well, Project Color came to be because of my past with self-hate and me disliking my skin tone and the conversations I was having with my friends, you know, seeing that it wasn't an issue just with myself. So I wanted to do something that could uplift me and my peers.
And this is through the Girl Scout organization.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is it for Girl Scouts? How does that tie in?
Oh, this is my Gold Award project. And so for my Silver Award project, I did a project on preventing obesity in girls my age. And so kind of with that theme of self-love, I wanted to do something big for my gold.
And you've got different topics for these seminars that are taking place each week.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you share a little bit about the topics for each week?
Yes.
And why you chose those?
Yes. Our first seminar is colorism and discussing it in its entirety. And our second seminar, Our World, is talking about colorism all around the world in different cultures. And the third seminar is about talking about loving ourselves. This is where we have a fun craft where we'll make hair masks and face masks, because I feel self-love is good on the outside and the inside. And then our fourth seminar is an open panel discussion where girls can talk about their run-ins with colorism. And our fifth and last seminar is the review and photo shoot. And so the photo shoot is always about being skin positive, and I'm very excited because they'll be hung up in the library afterwards.
That sounds wonderful. And so now you're hoping to engage with young ladies between the ages of 13 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's important to provide women, young women this age, young girls who are really just becoming women this age, information about colorism?
I believe it's important for 13-year-olds because they're just entering their teens, and this is where, you know, it's a roller coaster ride of knocking your confidence down. And then I said I stopped at 18 because these women are becoming adults. And this is where their confidence is going to help guide them in the different careers and different goals that they pursue.
And now, what do you want young women to take away from their participation? Why do you think this is still an issue that we even have to talk about?
Well, I want girls to take away a new perspective and a positive view of their color. I think this is still an issue because of girls trying to conform to European beauty standards. We see it all the time on maybe social media, you know, just it's a very toxic issue that is so present but not really discussed.
So it's this pervasive thing that's kind of underground that
right.
Most young women who have brown skin tones, whether right. They're African American, Latinos, in the
right.
Indian community.
Right.
We all kind of face the same thing, but no one really talks about it.
Right. No one really knows what it's called. Like, you see it, and for me, I was like, I'm seeing this, but I just didn't know what it was called. And when I was doing, like, research on it, I'm like, oh, it's colorism. So I was very excited to find that.
And then what did you think when you found that this does exist worldwide? It's not unique to little girls in America.
It really was intriguing to me. Like, I was trying to figure out what was the cause of it. Like, for us, it's European beauty standards. And, you know, there are people who are bleaching their skin, you know, hurting their health to achieve this lighter skin. And so with this project, I got to look into all aspects of colorism.
And, you know, I grew up with James Brown singing Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, and I thought that was some kind of immunity against experiencing colorism. But again, if your skin is not light or even fair, all of these words that, you know, are positive connotations, you are at some point in life going to get pushback about your skin color.
Right.
Do you think this is something that'll ever go away? Is Project Color going to be, you know, this amazing thing so that it spreads this wonderful information?
Right.
And 100 years from now, you know, colorism will be like, you know, people saying if you're left-handed, you know, something's wrong with you.
Right. Well, I think this colorism can end in the future. With this project, I'm enlightening girls on this. So when they become, you know, aunts, mothers, you know, just in their leaders in their community, they can help girls see this amazing view of their skin. And I think if we raise our future daughters and sons on this idea that no matter what shade you are amazing either way, and not letting them set boundaries for themselves because of their skin tone, then I believe colorism can be ended. That's why for my colorism project as well, I'm making colorism kits for younger children so they can start kind of getting on that path of self-love as well.
And what does self-love mean? And Grace, a lot of people older than you don't understand self-love or don't embrace self-love. Why has it been a tool for you to use in growing up, and how did you come to find this self-love?
Self-love for me is loving your, just loving everything about you, in and out. Self-love took a while for me. It was just starting to love myself. You know, the ins and outs of life will, like, you know, change your perspective and, like, knock your confidence down. And there's a Lucille Ball quote that I like, where it's like, self-love is everything. If you have self-love first, then everything else falls into line. And I truly think that is a great quote because I find it very helpful.
I think that is wonderful. So, Grace, for our listeners who want to attend the project this afternoon and each Saturday between today and February 8th, how can they get more information? And the project is at the 1463 Pryor Street in Atlanta.
So the project is taking place at the Southeast Library. And you can find more information by following my project Instagram, which is Project Color, but it's Project, lowercase, C, period, O, period, L, period, O, R.
Grace, thank you so much for what you're doing. And I think this is an important topic, and I hope that you are sold out and young girls learn about self-love and that colorism doesn't have to impact their goals or their dreams. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.